You're listening to the audio production of Spurgeon and the Psalms, featuring passages from the New King James Version of the Holy Bible, with commentary by C.H. Spurgeon, published by Thomas Nelson and narrated by Mike Reed. Scriptures read by Simon Bubb. Preface. My preface shall at least possess the virtue of brevity, as I find it difficult to impart to it any other. The delightful study of the Psalms has yielded me boundless profit and ever-growing pleasure. Common gratitude constrains me to communicate to others a portion of the benefit, with a prayer that it may induce them to search further for themselves. That I have nothing better of my own to offer upon this peerless book is to me matter of deepest regret. That I have anything whatever to present is subject for devout gratitude to the Lord of grace. I have done my best, but conscious of many defects, I heartily wish I could have done far better. The exposition here given is my own. I consulted a few authors before penning it, to aid me in interpretation and arouse my thoughts, but still I can claim originality for my comments, at least so I honestly think. Whether they are better or worse for that, I know not. At least I know I have sought heavenly guidance while writing them, and therefore I look for a blessing on the printing of them. No object has been before me but that of serving the church and glorifying God by doing his work right thoroughly. I cannot hope to be remunerated pecuniarily. If only the bare outlay be met, I should be well content. The rest is an offering to the best of masters, whose word is meat and drink to those who study it. The enjoyment of the work is more than sufficient reward, and the hope of helping my brethren in their biblical studies is very sweet to me. Above all, I trust that the Holy Spirit has been with me in writing and compiling these volumes, and therefore I expect that He will bless them both to the conversion of the unrenewed and to the edification of believers. The writing of this book has been a means of grace to my own heart. I have enjoyed for myself what I have prepared for my readers. The Book of Psalms has been a royal banquet to me, and in feasting upon its contents, I have seemed to eat angels' food. It is no wonder that old writers should call it the school of patience, the soul's soliloquies, the little Bible, the anatomy of devotion, the holy land of poesy, the heart of scripture, the map of experience, and the tongue of saints. It is the spokesman of feelings which else had found no utterance. Does it not say just what we wish to say?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?